Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1610, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, but with permission from the authors, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, if you're wondering about me and my background and my credentials and why I might be qualified to answer these Q&As every Friday, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. Oh, and I'll let you know how you can send in your own question at the end of the show. But for now, let's hear today's audio question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. My question is related to whole food supplements. I've seen different companies come out with products that have 20 to 30 different whole foods dehydrated into a pill or scoop of powder. Does your body get the same benefits from these supplements as eating the whole food? Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your audio question, Molly. Now, I'll be honest here. I know that you asked me this question quite a while ago and I never responded. This was only because at the time, there wasn't a whole lot of actual research out there. So whenever that happens, I'll wait it out and check back and see every so often if researchers have published anything noteworthy. Well, the great news is that time has finally come where I can discuss this topic from a true evidence-based perspective. Are you ready? Let's do this. Okay, so these supplements, which are often referred to as whole food supplements, are so popular, it seems like a new product is introduced every day. This is part of the reason why it's so difficult to know whether these supplements are actually going to help, potentially harm, or not do much of anything to the body. I'll start by saying that these whole food pills and powders are supplements, not substitutions. Meaning, these products are designed to supplement the diet and not be substituted in place of real food. All right, now that that's out of the way, what's actually in these products? Molly, you mentioned that it seems as though these supplements contain lots of ingredients. Some of these ingredients sound like real foods, like dried kale and dried spinach, whereas others contain compounds like enzymes, nucleic acids, and herbs. According to one of my favorite evidence-based websites, consumerlab.com, most of these whole food supplement products are generally low in calories, low in fat, low in protein, but high in fiber. So, they may not fill you up like some of the shakes and powders that contain higher amounts of protein, but when we start looking at specific types and brands of these whole food supplements, things start to get complicated. This is because different products contain different ingredients. Say you were to randomly pick two of these whole food supplements off the shelf at your local pharmacy. Between these two products, you may find one has a list of ingredients that we can actually recognize. The list might include dried greens, like again, dried kale and dried spinach, barley, and sprouted grains. The other might contain a bunch of unrecognizable or vague sounding compounds like nucleic acids, fancy sounding enzymes, herbs, so-called phytonutrients, and other plant compounds. So which to choose? Well, it's hard to know for sure. The problem is that the ingredients list and the nutrition facts labels can be misleading. In the U.S., the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has been tasked with ensuring the safety of these supplements. But, as I've said many times before on this podcast, things slip through the cracks. In the case of whole food pills and powders, these are not routinely checked for quality or purity by the FDA or any other agency. Sadly, some of these products have been found to contain compounds that don't quite make it onto the ingredients list, but are there nonetheless. Compounds that are toxic to the system, like arsenic, lead, mercury, and cadmium. Now, let's say we do find a quality whole food supplement that's free of these impurities and contains an ingredients list of recognizable foods and compounds. Will it provide any potential health benefit? Very possibly. Say you're consuming a diet that's not really all that balanced, or you find you often skip meals. Consuming a whole food pill or powder to supplement the nutrients you might be missing might help. For example, someone may be experiencing some food allergy or food intolerance issues, and these whole food pills and powders are well tolerated. Then it may be worthwhile to use them until the cause or causes of the food allergy or food intolerance is or are discovered. If, on the other hand, you eat a fairly balanced diet most of the time, then supplementing with these may not be all that helpful. This is because most of the published scientific studies have found that eating a variety of fruits and vegetables in their whole forms seems to provide the most benefit to our health. So, rather than getting isolated nutrients in supplement form, it seems as though getting a combination of nutrients, like what we find in whole foods themselves, is best. It turns out these combinations of nutrients found in foods themselves interact with each other and make each other more powerful. It's like when the nutrients are combined from a variety of foods, they supercharge each other. Or to get really nerdy on you, imagine Iron Man trying to fight off a bunch of enemies by himself. That's a tall order. But when you add the Hulk and Captain America and Hawkeye and Black Widow and the Scarlet Witch, well, now we've got a whole team of superheroes with superpowers that can fight those enemies off. That's what it's like when we eat a variety of foods. If you're taking a single supplement, it's like Iron Man trying to fight off an army of bad guys by himself. But getting those nutrients from a variety of whole fruits and vegetables, that's like having the entire Avengers team at your disposal. I better stop there before I go too far down that nerd rabbit hole. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for the question, Molly. Now, if you want to send your questions in, you can email them to health@oldpodcast.com. That's health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show, just like Molly, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Lastly, you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. And I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.